Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the Anchored Ascension Podcast. I'm your host, Marisa. How are we all doing? Like, how really are you doing? It has been a week for me, myself. And so I pose this and intentionally allow permission for the space to hold whatever it is that you also have been experiencing, going and growing through this past week, or for the past 10 days, or for the past month, or for the past year, whatever. Oh my gosh, it has been a ride, a journey for sure, a roller coaster. With the eclipse and all of the energies in between this full moon coming up, and a lot of us had opportunities these past few weeks to step into our light work, okay, the 144, if you feel me. Lots of grid work being done. Lots of hearing the call within to step into the purpose that you chose as a soul before you came into this life. And if you're in connection with, you know, your soul and your higher self daily, there's a lot of layers that are peeling back right now for the collective. And I started to feel this rise within myself about 10 days ago. And it was like almost like a battle with my mind of hearing things. And that's how, like, that's one of my strongest gifts is hearing things. So I am clairaudient. But this was a little bit different. I could tell that there were emotions and energy really purging and moving through me. And the hardest shell or the hardest layer of myself has always been my mental body. Okay, the mental parts of myself, the mindset, right? The thoughts, the thinking. And it's because, you know, for some of us that are highly sensitive, highly in tune, psychic, we are highly perceptive to energies, we can feel energy, we've always felt energy, we've always just known things, right? You know, we've always had those innate gifts from childhood, from birth. And for a long time, a lot of us have shut those off. And we've repressed them, we've pushed them back down, suppressed them, and they've kind of just wanted to come up to the surface recently for a lot of us, awakening us to maybe being an empath and what that means when we're empathing, okay? When we're feeling others' energies and when we're taking in others' energies, the whole world's, even the earth's. And when we are not clearing or using our practices, our spiritual practices, our energetic practices, our somatic and emotional practices, our mindset practices, when we are not actively working with ourselves, with our whole beings, right? Our energy, our frequency, our body, our conscious awareness, when we're not actively working with it, that can set us up for a lot of trapped energy and a lot of built upon energy, right? So I'm trying to think, like, if you could visualize right now, you know, when people have those stones or those rocks and they like make those formations, like they have them stacked on top of each other, it's almost like that. And so, yes, it can be a work of art to look at and to appreciate all of the experiences that you've gone through. And so take that moment for yourself right now to just acknowledge all that you've been through in your life, right? Your soul came here for a purpose and to go through certain things on purpose. And it is a work of art now for you to dissect, for you to maybe shatter everything, right? Let it all shatter, let it all fall to pieces so that you can recreate it, because it's been created by your circumstances, your experiences, your environments, your pair of people that were parenting you. You know, it can be a bunch of things, but So I really wanted this episode to just be very open because I feel like a lot of us are in this space right now for this week coming up with the full moon. Just to be, right? To be present and to listen and start to peel back gently all of those layers that are holding us, that are on top of us, that feel like we are consumed by. And what was coming up for me this morning, okay? So I was drawing in the energies and I'm translating the energies daily. I took time to be in the sunlight, to be with myself for a moment after like an intense emotional release of crying. Like I did a meditation last night with myself for emotional experiencing and energetic experiencing. And there were inner child parts that were coming up. And so I could tell that that is moving through me still because of the emotional release going on. My body feels heavy. My body feels tight and constricted. My mind feels like it's clogged, like it has a lot that is shifting or clogged right now. But I know that is just a way, since I am aware of it, for me to notice it to help move it, right? And how I can shift and lift those energies and those emotions that are moving through me, not getting stuck within the body, okay? Because sometimes we can get stuck within the body, and that is what stops us from the processing of these energetic and emotional experiences wanting to move through us, okay? And that is what often is happening throughout our lives. We come up against something that, or someone, someplace, sometime, and we have a perception. We have a belief that has settled around a certain emotion that attaches to an energy, okay? Because emotions are energy, right? The energy, the current of that energy that is running through or flowing through your system, trying to find completion, trying to flow so that it can be freed. But what happens is that perception of that emotion or of that feeling that you're experiencing stops. It stops in its tracks. There's no more tracks for it to go on, right? If it's a train, it has no more tracks to keep going, to keep fulfilling those orders, to keep fulfilling that process of it moving. Okay, and so it gets lodged in and takes up space. Well, what happens in these spaces, in these parts of our body then? It gets lodged in, our blood, right? If it's been transferred down through generation to generation, right? Ancestral karma, trauma, wounding, imprints, patternings of beliefs around those certain emotional experiences. Okay, we are built on the truth that is carried out through these emotional perceptions. And so it's up to us to understand and acknowledge what those truths or those beliefs and perceptions are related with those emotions and energetic expressions so that we can once and for all now. With our new mindsets, with the resources and the tools that we've learned over time. And if you haven't, go on YouTube, go on Instagram, it's all over the place. Connect with a somatic practitioner or an energetic alchemist, whatever. Finding those ways that support you to understand what those familiar patterns of beliefs are, or those perceptions of the emotional and feelings that you're having so that you can understand where they are, why they are, right? Everybody's perception, everybody's belief around what anger is to them is going to be different. Why is that? Because they've learned. We've learned, you have learned to believe that certain emotion or that certain feeling to be a certain way. And that's become your truth to this day. And so we stop the processes because we don't or we didn't know at the time. We only knew what we knew, right? Our parents only knew what they knew. And this is the act of forgiveness. When we're working with our inner child and parts work. Giving the voice and dialogue to those parts and the inner child is important. And some of you, like I just had a client the other day, it's so easy for you to tap into your inner child and be with her and channel her and talk to her and connect with her or him. And for some of us, we need a little bit more support, right? You need a little bit more guidance. And that is what those higher self soul sessions are all about in my practice. Right now, I do have a one-on-one wait list going on. And that's because my schedule is so much smaller right now until May. So join the list if you're ready to explore, if you're curious about that. And we can do, you know, multiple sessions. It doesn't have to be just one. We build upon session. But that energetic experiencing and emotional experiencing, you know, somatic experiencing, they all have something in common. They require you to listen and to tune in, to be present with. That is it. Because you've changed. You have evolved. You have now the power, okay? You can empower yourself right now to change those beliefs, those perceptions. Widening your conscious awareness is the key. Tapping into the consciousness of everything. Finding neutrality within it. New ways of thinking. Our medicine. Seeing from all sides, all directions. The eagle condor medicine. Seeing from a higher perspective. That wisest, most authentic self. The truest version of yourself. That's higher self, right? That's your soul's wisdom coming through. Can you tap into that when you're experiencing energetic or energy, emotions, somatic, body, right? The mind. I heard something last night. It was like, so this is a little bit of an energy update, but I really wanted to speak about this. So this came up as well. Uncensor your creator. Uncensor your creative. That came through. Okay. I was in the bath and I kept on hearing, uncensor your creator. Uncensor your creative. And what does that feel like for you when you hear that? Do you just want to like rip off the clothes that you're wearing right now or this like mask that you've been holding on to and you say, no more, fuck this shit, I'm taking this off, I'm done with it? Does it make you feel like you want to run with the wolves? Does it make you want to feel like you just want to run free in a field of light and oats and roses? I don't know. What does uncensor your creator creative feel like for you? Because a lot of us have been boxing ourselves in. We're like, I am this, I am that, I am this, I am that. And I've done the same shit myself. I don't know how many times I've tried to define what I do or who I am. And this is a part of the business experience. And I've been in business now for 4 years, maybe like 4.5. Yeah. And it's just like, there's evolution, right, that happens within your business or within, you know, entrepreneurship, spiritual entrepreneurship. And there are growth periods. There's stagnation. There's nothing. And there's everything. There's the tapping into the multidimensional self. And I've been doing that for a long time and, you know, have traveled through the Akashic Records, traveled through the astral, traveled with my guides and my team of light, and to uncover, like right now I'm like seeing them shift out, you know, like those old gold mines when you're like shifting things out, the dirt in the water, and like there's a few specks of gold or golds there. That's what they're showing me right now. It's like those golden nuggets that happen over time, and that's okay. It's not like you're like not all of those things, but who are you really at your core, right? And I think that's the message around or from uncensor your creator and creative. Again, right now, We're working today with the solar plexus around old trauma purging like a motherfucker. Like if you feel it within your diaphragm, underneath your rib cage, that is a part of our body that holds a lot of tightness and tension, a lot of wounding from childhood. So like if you take your fingers right now, like your first three fingers, and you just settle it into that space right where your rib cage opens, starts to form that triangle, okay, under your sternum. And you feel around that muscle, the diaphragm, oh, what's the word right now? Oh my gosh, why am I just hearing spicy? Okay. Does it feel tender? That's the word. Does it feel tender? Does it feel, do you feel pain? Do you feel tightness? Do you feel tension? What do you feel right there when you notice it? And if you feel something, right? If you're feeling it, good. You're feeling your body, you're feeling yourself, and that's what we need to do more of. But massaging that area daily and really breathing into the diaphragm and the side bodies to expand that space, expand the solar plexus, because our mind right now, okay, in the solar plexus have these cords of connection. And we are sifting, we are purging, we are clearing the mind body along with the solar plexus, which is the center of our I am, okay, our presence, where you either bend over or backwards or frontwards for others, for yourself, where you're either too soft with your boundaries, not strong enough, or overpowering your boundaries, not letting anyone in. Strict control around what or who you're being with or doing with, right? You have, too much masculine. Thoughts of I am not strong or capable are coming up, that I am weak. I am not worthy or worthlessness. Low confidence, low self-esteem. Those are all coming up within the collective solar plexus in the mind body that's corded in connection and entangled. And it's ready for you to do those the deeper work now to uncover, to unlayer. They want to be cleared. So having that dialogue with these parts of your body that are holding these boxes of energy and emotions that have been experienced. And sure, we can do a lot of the energetic alchemy work, right? A lot of the energetic clearing, cleansing, and purifying, restoring, healing, all of that, recalibration. But it's going to take a little bit longer for the body, the physical body, to process, to trust and have faith and believe that it can open to that flow of the energy and emotions that it's been holding. The body has to get to a place of feeling safe. It has to feel secure, held, loved. Enough that it softens, that it starts to unfurl, uncurl itself, that it starts to allow that flow of permission to release those stored and trapped emotions, energy. So, a little bit of more of an energy update. I was noticing that yesterday there was a rush, like a rush of heat clearing the meridian of the heart. Okay. So, the meridians of the heart are being cleared, especially at the wrist right now. It's like this opening and this sensation of the soul heart. Okay. Coming online and opening up. So, some of you may have been feeling a rush of coolness, lightness, shifting through the void of not knowing. Starting to get a clear picture on what you want to have or to experience is the mission right now. There was warmth within Gaia, within Earth, warning us internally with divine, warming us internally with divine nurturing love and forgiveness as past layers and parts of self are encountered to be liberated and freed infinitely. I was taking my feet and I was really connecting with her electromagnetic field. I was grounding in with her and my feet were freezing. Okay, it's a little bit cold here where I'm at right now. But when the bottom of my feet finally opened up, I felt all this intense warmth in her core, in her soil, on her grounds. And that means that there's a flow of energy happening, right? A circulation happening throughout the bodies that we're connecting with. Our body, her body. There's divine masculine hearts are being activated, holding space for the feminine to be creative with the way she expresses herself. And this again is coming back to the uncensor your creator, creative. Uncensor your sensuality, your passion. Uncensor your inspiration. Free yourself from the expectations and the inauthentic versions that you felt like you needed to be or that you've defined yourself to be. Instagram, social media, TikTok, all of Facebook, whatever it is, all of those are boxes. People take one look at your account and they're like, oh, she is da 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 da, right? Write it down or read it down, right? And if they don't like that, then they skip you, right? It's like, nah, I'm good. I'm follow. Well, what does that feel like to us, right? That can feel like rejection. But here's the bigger thing. It's like you're not defined by those labels. You're not defined by who you think you are. You are not defined by anything. You are who you are and who you be. So just be you and share that. And those that feel you, those that resonate with you, those that are your tribe will find you. All right, was there anything else that I wanted to talk about on this podcast episode? Just allowing the emotional releases to happen. Emotional releases can be anything from shaking, vibrating, chills, crying, releasing gas, burping the other way, going to the bathroom. A sigh. Oh, and this is another thing I wanted to point out was if you are having mental rumination come up, right? Your thoughts and your thinking, you're overthinking right now. Two practices that you can try right now and all throughout the day and how many ever times you want to is number one, humming. When we hum, we are not thinking. We are presently in our body. Okay, we're presently with that vibration that's creating the law of resonance, okay? Because that vibration is higher, that's your frequency, okay? That's the sound of your soul coming through. It's realigning all of those distorted, dissonant energies, frequencies, vibrations, okay? And it's bringing it back into harmony, balance, alignment. And so try it. Hum, take a deep breath in and then hum and see or notice if you're aware of any thoughts that you're thinking still while you're doing that. It's pretty cool. And number two, what is number two? Oh, mantras, chanting. Listen to or ask your guides, your team of light, for a mantra for the day. And then just keep on reciting that every time you are aware of, you're consciously engaged with the thought that you don't want to be thinking, right? That you want to, work through, work with, right? That you want to free up. You start that mantra, okay? And then at the end of the day, or at the beginning of the day, or whenever you feel like it, you can write about it. Write about what is coming up for you. But if it's coming up as obsessively, that's when you really want to work with the mantra, okay? We're not trying to bypass here with mantras or humming or anything. We do want to write about it. We do want to dialogue with it. We do want to explore and stay curious with it so that we can free and liberate it, okay? All right, you guys, I am thinking that is it. But again, leave a like or a review for this podcast. This helps us grow and for me to keep on doing what I'm doing here on the podcast. And also, if you'd like to be on the wait list for a session, one-on-one session, leave your name and email on the website, or you can email me at marisasagehealing@gmail.com. And I am wishing you all blessings for this full moon, for your fullest expressions, and so much love.